Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Tonight I'm going to talk about the backswing, well-discussed topic in golf, I see, from forums and just all the content that's online, both on YouTube and Google. You can't really go anywhere without seeing people, and especially coaches, talk about the backswing. So I'm going to share my thoughts on it, and hopefully that can bring some value to you in how you practice and train and how you try to improve your game moving forwards. So when I really had the goal to become a PGA Tour player, well, European Tour player at the time, and then the PGA Tour, and to be a professional golfer and compete at the highest level and playing the Masters one day, I was working with a coach, an extremely good coach, still very good friends with him today. And he even to this day, always inspires me to keep learning and growing, because that's what he does. And he taught me a lot, but one of the things that really stuck with me for the backswing in particular was that there's one thing that travels the furthest, and that thing's the club head. So there's a lot of moving parts to the backswing, and I'm not going to say there's one way. There's one right way for everybody, really. There's not just one way to do it. You know, there's commonalities between players across the board. But there's just so many ways to take the club back and to swing the club back that I don't get too caught up in a specific way. I do have a preference if players, like the new golfers and beginner golfers, are really struggling. I do have a preference, and so I kind of guide people into that preference if they're really struggling. But if someone's not really having too big of a problem, and you know, making changes to the backswing really aren't gonna do that much of a difference, then I don't change anything with a golfer. But because there's so many different ways to swing the golf club on the way back or to move in the backswing, that makes very few things actually relevant to say, which makes this a little bit more difficult. But, you know, the one thing that's always stayed true is that one thing that has the furthest to travel, which is the golf club, still has the furthest to travel, you know. No matter how you swing, you can have your differences, but the club head still has the furthest to travel. So that always makes me want to move or try to move the club head first. And I know you need your hands and your arms to do that, or mainly your hands. But I always try to place the thought and the emphasis on moving the club head first, so we can get that started first, because it has the furthest to travel. And then I sort of go in the reverse sequence to what the backswing, to what the downswing is. So the club head goes, so therefore the hands and the arms move a little bit. And then after that, it's sort of the torso then joins, and then the pelvis, and then, you know, a little bit more focus is placed on the pressure in the left and right foot, or in your feet, been now mainly on the right foot. And so that's the order in which my preferences for the backswing: the club head, the hands, the arms, the torso, the pelvis. And that guides my backswing, the sort of backswing philosophy or theory. And I don't always, like I say, I don't always stay with that depending on who the golfer is. If I'm working with a golfer that's an extremely good ball striker, and they have this more like a one piece takeaway, then I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to leave it, and I'm going to see what else I can help them with. So, but using my preference for now, just for this podcast, the club head has the furthest to travel, so we get that moving first, and then every other movement is gearing up towards pressuring the right foot, loading up on the right side. So once we can load, then we try to explode off of that into the downswing, or at a certain point in the downswing, not into the downswing, but at a certain point in the downswing. So loading up, and then there's really one thing that I would place huge huge emphasis on at the top of the backswing, regardless of how you've taken the club back. Because I think as a golf coach, we have to make sure that our players, whether professional or amateur, young or old, are swinging and moving the club and their body in a way that's going to allow them to keep playing so they don't get injured. We're always trying to make sure that we prevent injury first. And so there's one big key thing I look for in the backswing, and that is what's known as reverse spine angle tilt. Now, this is a really common problem. I see it all the time. And I see it more, obviously, in the average golfer. And so basically, if you make a backswing, if you're looking from face on, so you can see my left shoulder, my right shoulder, my chest, my forehead. If you're looking at me from that angle and I make a backswing, and then if I take my spine angle and draw a line perpendicular to it in the direction of the target, that line would be pointing towards the sky. That's what we're looking to achieve. Now, so many times I do this, and that line perpendicular to the spine angle is pointing towards the ground, which is not, it's not good. That's going to put a lot of strain on your lower back. It's going to cause a lot of issues in the transition and the downswing. And now there are some golfers that play with it, but just looking at what that does to the body, that golfer's not going to play like that very well for so long. They're going to have a short career. And that's coming right from the Titleist Performance Institute, the best coaches in the world, or some of the best coaches in the world and educators in the world, Greg Rose and Dave Phillips. You know, they would always look to try to help a player prevent going into reverse spine angle tilt, just to help reduce injury, almost try to eliminate injury from that perspective. So when it comes to the backswing, there's 100 different ways to swing it. Personally, I look to get the club head moving first, and then the order is club head, hands, arms, torso, pelvis. And I'm looking for one serious thing at the top of the backswing, and that's to make sure that the spine angle is in the right place so golfers aren't going into reverse spine angle. And it's very hard to see just from the human eye whether they're loading up into the right side and they're putting pressure in the right foot. So I have a body track mat, so I can actually see and measure where pressure is being placed. But if you don't have that, then you need to find somewhere that does have it. Get yourself scheduled in to see a golf coach that has a body track mat or some kind of force plate, and find out where you're putting pressure throughout your swing, and obviously for the purpose of this episode, on the backswing. So that's all from me tonight. I hope you got a little bit of value out of my backswing thoughts. I have more, but I like to keep these podcasts short, just so you guys can listen to them, you know, basically doing anything. You don't need to sit down and prepare for a 40-minute podcast. These are just short and sweet. That's a little bit on the backswing, and I'll be with you again tomorrow. See you then.